God and relational metaphors. There are many metaphors or word pictures which describe the relationship we can have with God as described in the scriptures. We consider some of them. I am the clay and he is the potter. Jeremiah 18:3. Niv. So I went down to the potter's house, and I saw him working at the wheel, for but the pot he was shaping from the clay was marred in his hands. So the potter formed it into another pot, shaping it as seemed best to him. 5. Then the word of the Lord came to me. 6. O house of Israel, can I not do with you as this potter does, declares the Lord? Like clay in the hand of the potter, so are you in my hand, O house of Israel. This is a very comforting metaphor. The potter takes all the responsibility for the result, and the only concern for the clay is to be pliable and soft to the potter's touch. I am a sheep and he is the shepherd. Psalm 23:1. Niv. A psalm of David. The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not be in want. The responsibility lies mostly with God, who is the good shepherd. In this metaphor, it is possible for the sheep to wander away, and so the sheep must at least take the responsibility for listening for the shepherd's voice and following it at all times. I am a purchased slave and God is my owner. Romans 6:16. Niv. Don't you know that when you offer yourselves to someone to obey him as slaves, you are slaves to the one whom you obey, whether you are slaves to sin, which leads to death, or to obedience, which leads to righteousness. 17. But thanks be to God that, though you used to be slaves to sin, you wholeheartedly obeyed the form of teaching to which you were entrusted. 18. You have been set free from sin and have become slaves to righteousness. My responsibility then is to work for my owner to the best of my ability. I am a servant and God is my Lord and Master. Romans 10:9. Niv. That if you confess with your mouth Jesus is Lord, and believe in your heart that God raised him from the dead, you will be saved. Now we have responsibility for speaking and believing in addition to the work that is expected of a servant. The servant must take far more responsibility than clay, a sheep or a slave. However, the primary responsibility still rests with the master. We are the accused and God is the judge. Psalm 7:11. Niv. God is a righteous judge, a God who expresses his wrath every day. God has taken our side against the accuser or Satan. The judge is on our side and we can trust him to the utmost. This is our responsibility. If we do not trust him, we can muddle the case that he is presenting against the accuser. We are the hostages and God is the liberator or ransomer. Isaiah 51:11. Niv. The ransomed of the Lord will return. They will enter Zion with singing. Everlasting joy will crown their heads. Gladness and joy will overtake them, and sorrow and sighing will flee away. 1 Peter 1:18. Niv. For you know that it was not with perishable things such as silver or gold that you were redeemed from the empty way of life handed down to you from your forefathers. 19. But with the precious blood of Christ, a lamb without blemish or defect. The responsibility of the liberated hostage is that of gratitude for the redemption provided, and wonder at the value the liberator placed on us. We are the children and God is the Father. Matthew 6:9. Niv. This, then, is how you should pray. Our Father, Abba, in heaven, hallowed be your name. To have a father of the caliber of God is to experience the greatest security and peace. Our responsibility is to honor him with all our being. Worthy. Worthy is our God is the song we are responsible for singing. We are princesses or princes and God is the king. Romans 8:17. Niv. Now if we are children, then we are heirs, heirs of God and co-heirs with Christ, if indeed we share in his sufferings in order that we may also share in his glory. Revelation 3:21. Niv. To him who overcomes, I will give the right to sit with me on my throne, just as I overcame and sat down with my Father on his throne. Our responsibility as part of the royal family of the universe is to bring honor to our Father and his Son who has accomplished all things for us. It is also our responsibility to be his ambassadors to the rest of the universe to ensure that sin will never arise again. We are the beloved and God is our lover. Isaiah 62:5. Niv. As a young man marries a maiden, so will your sons marry you. As a bridegroom rejoices over his bride, so will your God rejoice over you. Hosea 2:16. Niv. In that day, declares the Lord, you will call me my husband, you will no longer call me my master. Ephesians 5:31. Niv. For this reason a man will leave his father and mother and be united to his wife, and the two will become one flesh. 32. This is a profound mystery, but I am talking about Christ and the church. Revelation 19:7. Niv. Let us rejoice and be glad and give him glory. For the wedding of the Lamb has come, and his bride has made herself ready. Revelation 21, 9. Niv, one of the seven angels who had the seven bowls full of the seven last plagues, came and said to me, "Come, I will show you the bride, the wife of the Lamb." What is the responsibility of a lover? Surely to identify the desire of the other and to satisfy this desire in the best possible way. To be God's lover is to attempt to think about what God desires in himself beyond mere obedience. It is to enter into the relationship of unconditional, unremitting love which God has modeled or revealed to the universe in the life, trial, death and resurrection of Jesus Christ. Because of these metaphors, in which God attempts to illustrate the relationship he desires with each one of us, we are blessed of God in every way. It's in Christ that we find out who we are and what we are living for. Long before we first heard of Christ and got our hopes up, he had his eye on us, had designs on us for glorious living. Part of the overall purpose he is working out in everything and everyone. Ephesians 1:11 Message Bible. One reason of the spiritual feebleness of today is the low estimate that believers in Christ are constantly inclined to form of themselves. Christ paid an infinite price for us, and he desires his chosen heritage to value themselves according to the price he placed upon them. Do not disappoint Jesus by placing a low estimate upon yourselves. Saint the 22nd of October, 1896. God literally swapped Jesus for us with his birth in Bethlehem and his death at Calvary. We are of inestimable value because of what God has done for us. Diamonds might be forever, but Christ is for infinity and eternity. Having Jesus Christ and God as our lovers, we are secure forever, in all places with all the beings in the universe. Our Redeemer thirsts for recognition. He hungers for the sympathy and love of those whom he has purchased with his own blood. The 191. In conclusion, there are many metaphors of mercy: the clay and the potter, the sheep and the shepherd, the slave and the owner, the servant and the master, the prisoner and the judge, the hostage and liberator, the child and the father, the princesses or princes and the king. But the one that tops them all is the beloved and lover. In this understanding we have a relationship, not religion. We experience delight in place of duty, and we have pleasure in place of performance.